Cass looks up from her sketchpad and waves as I finish texting you. She sees me looking at Evan and smiles, going back to her sketching, not protesting as I grab his hand without pause and pull him into the woods at the foot of our yard. Evan looks surprised and eager at my sudden aggression, and turns me around as soon as we're out of sight, pressing himself full length against me, trapping me between his lean body and the rough bark of a tree. "What got into you all of a sudden?" he asks, leaning down to take a kiss, which I eagerly return, wrapping my arms around his neck and leaning into the kiss, savoring the feel of his lips on mine. And as hot as I am, the kiss alone leaves me gasping, rubbing myself against his body like a slut. His hands slide down to my hips, and he presses his hard cock against me, leaving me whimpering at the feel, at the want. "Well," he says when I don't answer, "whatever it is, I like it a lot. Jesus, Gia, you're so hot." I nod, biting my lip. "Please, Evan, can we? I need to come so bad." He flushes with pleasure. This is the first time I was the one asking him, and he groans. "Oh my God, you're so sexy." "Yes, absolutely. Oh, can I see those beautiful breasts this time while we do it?" I nod, ready to agree to anything. I slide my back down the tree, pulling him down by the neck of his hoodie to follow me. He fumbles a bit, getting his pants unbuttoned for me, and I hesitate. Then I take my shirt off over my head and unsnap my bra, letting him see me for the first time in person. The cool air of the woods teases my nipples and keeps them painfully hard. Evan stops fumbling with his pants and just stares at me, until I ask him uncertainly, "Is it okay?" My arm coming across my tits to hide them, hesitant and ashamed. "No, no," he says. Then, seeing the panic on my face, he says, That's not what I meant. Jesus, G, I'm never in all my life going to see something as sweet and beautiful as you are right now." He reaches out and pulls my arm away, drawing me back onto him as he lays his head down on the soft pine-needled ground to kiss me, softly, gently, reverently. His hands move over me as we kiss, sharing breath and little pants, stroking my breasts and caressing my hard nipples, making excited noises into my mouth. I couldn't take it anymore, and I leaned away from him. I was sobbing wet from earlier. I know that I'd soak through my panties, and I'd be surprised if I didn't have a wet spot on my shorts as well. I'm so wet. I pull away from him, sliding down his body to get to that cock of his that gives me so much pleasure. Evan makes a puzzled sound. Usually I just stroke him. I breathe on it gently for a moment. Then, looking up into his eager face, I lean forward and take him in, sliding my mouth over his length, twirling my tongue around his head, loving his taste and the sound of his groan as he throws his head back harder against the ground with his eyes closed. I gasp as he twitches against my tongue, loving it, loving how expressive he is, how expressive his lovely cock is. I savor his sounds and stick my ass higher in the air. When I wiggle, it makes my panties, already sucked between my puffy and sensitive lips, rub against my hard clit. This is what I needed to give pleasure. It's only minutes when he moves restlessly. "Gee, baby, I just nod and keep sucking. I want to taste him. To compare. And I'm almost there, too. I don't want to stop what I'm doing. It's making me feel too good." Evan gasps and bucks, and I feel his seed shooting into my mouth. It triggers me and I come, shaking. trying to drink his cum, but drilling a lot of it back onto him as I can't help but squeak with the force of my own climax, leaving both of us sticky with his cum and breathless. "Oh my God," he says again, looking down at me with an odd, proud smile. I try to clean my face off with my hands, embarrassed by my wantonness, not meeting his eyes. "Holy shit, Gia, that was... I don't even fucking know what!" I grab my shirt and wipe my face, then clean him up, getting his cum off his shaft and balls so he won't be uncomfortable. I can't do anything about the bits that already soaked into his jeans. He pulls me away, up to his arms, and rolls me under him, still looking at me with dazed eyes. "You came?" he asked. I nod, mortified. What kind of slut comes just from sucking a guy off, and not even touching herself, especially when she was thinking of sucking off her own brother the whole time she had another man's dick in her mouth. Holy shit! Embarrassed, I squirm out from under him and put on my bra. "We need to get back," I say, trying to look happy and unconcerned, but in reality, feeling only a churning mass of confusion and doubt. When we get back to the picnic table, Cass is surprised, but she takes off her hoodie and tosses it to me to put on. Evan mumbles that he should have thought of that, but I stammer out that I need to get home, and I leave them both there confused, but not as confused as me.